Volume 1. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Out of pure obedience, I begin to write. You know, O Lord, the sacrifice it costs me, such that I would submit myself to 1,000 deaths, rather than write one single line of the things that have passed between me and you. Oh, my God, my nature trembles. It feels crushed and almost undone at the mere thought of it. Oh, please, give me strength. Oh, life of my life, that I may do the holy obedience. You who have given inspiration to the confessor, give me the grace to be able to execute what is commanded of me. O Jesus, O Spouse, O my strength, to you I rise, to you I come, into your arms I introduce myself, I abandon myself, I rest. O please, relieve me in my affliction, and do not leave me alone and abandoned. Without your help, I am sure I will not have the strength to do this obedience that cost me so much. I will let myself be defeated by the enemy, and I fear of being crushed by you justly because of my disobedience. Oh, please, look at me again and again, O Holy Spouse, in these arms of yours. See by how much darkness I am surrounded. It is so thick as to allow not even one atom of light to enter into my soul. O my mystical Son, Jesus, let this light shine within my mind, that it may dispel the darkness, and I may freely remember those graces that you had given to my soul. O eternal Son, unleash another ray of light into my inmost heart, and purify it of the mud in which it lies. Ignite it, consume it with your love, so that my heart, which more than anything has experienced the sweetnesses of your love, may manifest them clearly to the one to whom it is obliged to do so. O my Son, Jesus, one more ray of light upon my lips, that I may say the pure truth with the sole purpose of knowing whether it is really you or rather an illusion from the enemy. But, O Jesus, how poor in light I still see myself in these arms of yours. Oh, please, content me. You who love me so much, continue to send me light. O my Son, my beautiful one, I want to enter right into the center, that I may remain completely sunken within this most pure light. O divine Son, let this light precede me in front of me, follow me behind me, surround me everywhere, and penetrate into every intimate hiding place of my interior, that my terrestrial being may be consumed, and you may transform it completely into your divine being. Most Holy Virgin, lovable Mother, come to my aid. Obtain for me, from your sweet Jesus and mine, grace and strength in order to do this obedience. Saint Joseph, my dear protector, assist me in this circumstance of mine. Archangel Saint Michael, defend me from the infernal enemy who put so many obstacles in my mind to make me fail this obedience. Archangel Saint Raphael, and you, my guardian angel, come to assist me and to accompany me, to direct my hand, that I may write the truth alone. May everything be for the honor and glory of God, and to me all the confusion. O Holy Spouse, come to my help. In considering the many graces you have given to my soul, I feel all horrified and frightened, all full of confusion and shame at seeing myself still so bad and unrequiting of your graces. But, my lovable and sweet Jesus, forgive me. Do not withdraw from me, but continue to pour your grace into me, that you may make of me a triumph of your mercy.